So, everyone, today is a very, very special day. Today, it is someone's birthday. And by someone, I mean not an actual person. Today is the 35th birthday of Metallica's third studio album, Master of Puppets. 35 years ago, Metallica were releasing their third studio album after the very successful 1984 album, Ride the Lightning, which grew praise from everybody out, not only in the metal industry, but everywhere in the world. A lot of people say that Master of Puppets is sort of like going off Ride the Lightning. In my opinion, it isn't. Master of Puppets is its very own in terms of the technical ability of the band. The songwriting is phenomenal, but just it's just an improvement, subtle improvements in just so many different ways to an album that was already fantastic in Ride the Lightning. Master of Puppets is the superior album. And I think it needs to be recognized as right up there amongst the very best fresh or heavy metal albums that's ever been produced. It's in my opinion the best. That's obviously a debate for everybody out there. I think we can all agree, at least the people out there that have heard this album in its entirety, this is an absolute masterpiece. It's an album that start to finish is as perfect as it is phenomenal. An album that has so much depth in it. The emotion, particularly in songs like Orion, in the middle of Master of Puppets, and some parts of Sanitarium and other parts of this album, can't go unrecognized. The heaviness in a lot of the songs, particularly Battery, particularly parts of Master of Puppets, particularly parts of Damage Inc., particularly parts of Disposable Heroes, and many other songs in this album. Master of Puppets, just, you come across albums in your lifetime that you don't forget and that you can't forget ever. Sorry, there's some very angry people outside. I'm on a pretty horrible road here in Sydney where people are just constantly getting into accidents and stuff. Apologies. You come across albums in your lifetime that are just not the same as just usual albums where you might think, oh, this album's pretty good, and you know, you might listen to a few tracks off it and that sort of thing. Master of Puppets is one of those albums that's just simply a world apart. It's in a very unique place, and that's obviously justified by the fact that the album is in a National Recording Registry in America and was placed there in 2015. Frankly, it should have been there earlier, but it did get the recognition I believe it deserves, and I think everyone who's listened to this album and loves this album as much as I do will agree with you on that. Today is a day that is just, you just enjoy the album as if you just listened to it for the first time and just enjoy the album for what it is. I enjoy the album every day. Particularly songs like Orion and Master of Puppets that just have amazing emotional passages, amazing heavy parts, incredible bass solos, just everything you want in a heavy metal album to have. That's not just simply fresh the entire way and just heavy the entire way. Metallica produced an album that not only is technically perfect, but just goes, has so much in it that, and it's completely justified when you go on YouTube and you see people react to a lot of songs on this record, and you can tell they absolutely love it, even without having any real experience in listening to heavy metal all the time. It is very sad to note that, sadly, 6 months after Master of Puppets was released, Cliff Burton, Metallica's bassist, unfortunately died in a bus accident in Ljungberg, Sweden. Today is a day of remembrance of a man who simply was just out of this world, phenomenally good at bass, and just incredible to listen to. No matter how many times you listen to the bass solos on Orion, you're just simply gobsmacked at what he can produce. Today we say thank you, Cliff Burton. Thank you, Metallica. And happy birthday, Master of Puppets.